It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is time we're reporting radio news about radio waves. News leaked out recently about the Federal Communications Commission's plan to cut enforcement field offices across the country. Two-thirds of the FCC's 24 field offices would be closed under the budget proposal, with total enforcement staffing cut in half. Instead, the FCC would establish a, quote, tiger team, unquote, of enforcers, who might not be that familiar with the area's airwaves, but would be able to use pre-positioned equipment to fly into remote locations. Last week, at the U.S. House Financial Services Subcommittee budget hearing for the FCC, Chairman Wheeler fielded a question about the new leaner enforcement strategy from Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, Republican from Washington State, who specifically asked about the lack of any field office in the Pacific Northwest under the proposal.
Question for Chairman Wheeler. You talked about your reducing the number of field director positions from 21 to 5 and the number of field offices from 24 to 8. I'm very concerned, living on the West Coast, because it said you're going to have the Tiger Team in Maryland, which they can get on a plane, but I don't know if you've ever had to catch a plane last minute or in inclement weather here, you're lucky if you get out and get to the West Coast, which is on a completely different time schedule. And as you can imagine, that's a major concern for me. I understand the field office has played a significant role when we're talking about FAA administration experiencing interference when it comes to our Doppler weather systems. How will the commission continue to perform these important functions with this new plan, particularly in the Pacific Northwest, where now we're going to have zero offices?
Great. Thank you very much, Congresswoman. It's an excellent question. As you know, we have a field office in Seattle today, staffed by one person. That person costs $190,000 a year to maintain there and has the second fewest cases of any in the country, any field office in the country.
How many?
So you've got to ask, it's the second fewest.
No, how many requests?
One RF case per week. We have one person.
So about 52 cases in a year, and they serve all of Washington or the whole Pacific Northwest?
The Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And but as I say, it's the second fewest in of any of the. So the question is, if we pre-position equipment there, and we can fly people in, what we're trying to do is to say, how do we evolve? Because 20 years ago, when this plan was put together, what the offices did was they went out and they inspected broadcast records. Well, those are online now, so you don't have to do it. They went out and they made sure that the lights were on in antennas. Well, there's now automated monitoring of that. And from those old-style kinds of activities, the new responsibility has increasingly become spectrum. And how do you deal with interference issues?
So those cases you're talking about, they're primarily spectrum cases?
Spectrum cases. And those can get dealt with on a, there is a concern, you go in and you deal with it, and then you move on to the next concern. Because they're not all in Seattle, as you know, they're all over the place. And so today we're flying people or driving people to deal with those cases. And we can do it from California, you know, as efficiently as we can, more efficiently than we can from the 24 offices.
This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.